news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The 2018 midterm elections are now history. And history was definitely made. Democrats have taken back control of the House of Representatives. Of all places, Fox News was the first to make the official call.
We are now ready to make one of the biggest calls of the night. The Fox News decision desk can now project that Democrats will take control of the House of Representatives for the first time in 8 years.
It is a very, very big deal. I think of Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House, Adam Schiff as the Chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Elijah Cummings as the head of the House Oversight Committee, Jerry Nadler as the head of the Judiciary Committee, Maxine Waters, Financial Services. I know a lot of listeners out there, their heads are exploding, but this is going to be a very different Washington.
That's Chris Wallace, election night on Fox. Although the Democrats won the House, the Republicans have tightened their grip on the Senate. Republicans bested two vulnerable red state Democrats, ousting Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota and beating Phil Bredesen in Tennessee. And in a squeaker, with it going down to the wire in Texas, Senator Ted Cruz pulled out a win over Democratic rock star Beto O'Rourke.
I want to thank this amazing campaign of people, not a dime from a single PAC, all people, all the time, in every single part of Texas. All of you showing the country how you do this. I'm so fucking proud of you guys.
O'Rourke's passionate concession speech was totally off the cuff. No teleprompter for this one.
Everyone who works on this campaign, every volunteer, every ambassador, everyone who knocked on doors, everyone who made phone calls, everyone who allowed themselves to hope and to believe and to be inspired by one another and to turn that into action and into votes and to do something that no one thought was possible, to build a campaign like this one, solely comprised of people from all walks of life, coming together, damning the differences, and deciding that what unites us is far stronger than the color of our skin, how many generations we can count ourselves an American, or whether we just got here yesterday, who we love, who we pray to, whether we pray at all, who we voted for last time. None of that small stuff matters now. It is the greatness to which we aspire and the work that we're willing to put into it to achieve it, by which we will be known going forward.
The Texas Senate race wasn't the only heartbreaker of the night. Florida once again proved why I call my home state Florida. Florida Governor Rick Scott just edged out the incumbent Senator Bill Nelson. And in the race for governor, Andrew Gillum went down to defeat to Trump acolyte Ron DeSantis.
This was from the very beginning an extremely, extremely difficult task. I sincerely regret that I couldn't bring it home for you. But I can guarantee you this, I'm not going anywhere. We're going to fight. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep working. We're going to keep believing. And in all of that, I believe that ultimately we will be victorious. We have a choice to make tomorrow morning. Are we going to wake up and bask in sorrow and defeat? Or are we going to get up and reassert ourselves to the mission at hand? Are we going to get up and fight for the things that we believe in? Are we going to get up and say that we still deserve our seat at the table? Look, I said before that I believe that we have to have a table in this state that is long enough, that is wide enough, that is deep enough to fit all of us. I still believe that we got to have that table.
In Georgia, Democrat Stacey Abrams refused to concede her race to Republican Brian Kemp. He's ahead with 99% of precincts reporting, but she wants to wait for absentee ballots to be counted.
But I'm here tonight to tell you votes remain to be counted. There are voices that were waiting to be heard. Across our state, folks are opening up the dreams of voters in absentee ballots, and we believe our chance for a stronger Georgia is just within reach. But we cannot seize it until all voices are heard. And I promise you tonight, we're going to make sure that every vote is counted. Every single vote. Every vote's getting counted. Because I'll tell you this, in a civilized nation, the machinery of democracy should work for everyone everywhere, not just in certain places and not just on a certain day.
History was made with a record number of women, at least 96, projected to win seats in the House. Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar will be the first Muslim women to serve in Congress. Charisse Davids and Deb Haaland are the first Native American women elected to Congress. Jared Polis of Colorado will become the nation's first openly gay man elected governor. Veronica Escobar and Sylvia Garcia will be the first Hispanic women from Texas elected to Congress. Florida did one thing right. They voted to restore voting rights for felons after they complete their sentences. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a donation. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.